Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside, and my guest today is Scotty Cotter, a Māori actor, writer and director who's created a new audio-based work called Māori Tau. In the piece, a number of Māori actors voice stories based on nine stars in the Matariki constellation as a tribute to the Māori New Year. For those who don't live in New Zealand, Matariki is also known as the Pleiades in North America and Europe and Subaru in Japan. Scotty, hello, nice to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So I'm really fascinated by your new show, Māori Tau, and it's celebrating Matariki. So just give me a little hint about this show.
This one was it was a weird one that came to fruition. Solo asked me to write a show, and through that we were trying. It was when Auckland was going in and out of lockdown, so we were trying to figure out what would be the safest and best way to present work and for people to experience art, even if we did go back into lockdown, because it was just a turbulent time for us up there. So with this, we sort of made a interactive guided walk that hopefully gives you time to yourself and lets you experience te kahue or matariki. So hopefully you get to find a bit about the stars and what they mean, but also in a theatrical sense, take you on a journey for yourself.
And so essentially people will be listening to these stories through their smartphone, and they could do it at home, but your recommendation is that they actually go outside and walk and or even just observe the heavens and listen to these stories.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to get people out of their house, and also just to, you know, be in nature, and that's the best theatre you can have. So I was like, let's try to get them out there and just, you know, watch a sunset and see the stars and listen to some awesome talent through your headphones.
Given that these are stories literally about stars that you can see in the night sky, it seems really appropriate that you would get out and see them. And it's a good disconnection, isn't it, from our everyday lives of possibly making dinner and watching TV. This is the perfect thing. Get out at night, preferably at night, and if it's a clear night, you'll be able to see these stars. So there are nine particular stories about nine of the stars in Matariki, and some quite interesting voices are telling these stories. I see you've got Rachel House, Nicola Kawana, and others. What's been their involvement, and what have they thought of this production?
They're all my mates, so I sort of once I finished writing it, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to shoulder tap my friends and just be like, will you be on this production, please? And the great thing about having good friends in the industry, they all said yes. So that was quite special for me, where they wanted to support the mahi I was making.
But I'm imagining, looking at those names, they would connect with these stories and resonate with them, yeah?
Yeah, I think when I was writing Māori Tau that I was hearing their voice at the same time. So I think I was writing specifically for the people who were cast.
That's really interesting, yeah.
Mm.
It makes the creation process a lot easier, I guess, if you have in mind who you want to do that.
Yeah.
It would have been a bummer if one of them said no, yeah?
I know. If they did, I would have went to their house and just been like, please, please.
Yeah. So you've collaborated with sound designer Fran Cora with this. So tell me a little bit about that collaboration.
So he lives in Papamoa, just down the road from my sister. So I spent summer at my sister's this year, and him just moving down, and he just had a new son too. So I was just visiting quite a lot. And when I was writing this, he was just talking about different soundscapes and different frequencies. So it was quite organic that I asked him to be part of this project. And it's that great thing when you see your friends in the element that you really get to see the different side of them.
And that area is such a beautiful area as well. So I guess that would be quite inspiring in bringing these together.
Yeah, it's just when, because I'm not a musician, So it's when people who have that skill to create music, you know, Fran's one of those people who can pick up any instrument and play it, and you just get really jealous. But he's just one of those, that's a superpower.
Fantastic. So for each of the stories, each of these stars, what story are you telling for each one of them? Obviously, I'm not asking you to tell me the plot, but what have you brought to each of these star stories?
All the stars that they represent in the Matariki cluster, I sort of went off the themes of what they were there for. So the original intent of why Māori looked up to the stars and what each one specifically meant, I sort of went off that and branched into a way that it could sort of relate to the self now. So there's the Jinjin Desires, there's Hutakawa, who was the first one that I wrote. And that was basically, that's the person who takes all our people who have passed in the year back up to the stars and puts their name back up there. And during the time of Matariki, when you say their name up to the stars, they float back up. And that was the first one that came for me, but also the most personal, because I think in that writing was me healing for a mate who had passed. So it was quite healing in that way, that was the first star that came through the pen. And then the rest just followed.
And who's playing that role?
That's Rachel House.
So tell me about the star that, because you are speaking as one of these stars, tell me about that star and why you chose it for yourself.
I play Hiwai Te Rangi. He is the youngest of all the stars. But he's the one who you send your dreams and desires to. So he holds all of those.
Hmm.
I wasn't meant to play that one. There was another character, another actress who was not in town. Her name is Awa. And she was meant to play it, but she couldn't. We just couldn't navigate her coming up to Auckland because she was already filming something down, I forget where. So it was one of those last minute calls of just going, oh, that's all right. I'm an actor. I can do this.
Yeah.
And so I just stepped on the booth.
And does that does the story of that star mean something to you? Has it got significance, or is it just you stepped in and were able to cover?
I think for me, it's what I wanted from Māori Tau to give to people. So I think that's why I ended up playing it, because this is the star that I want to give to audiences and to people who I think I make work for, or why I've always made work, is for people to dream and be vulnerable and brave.
That was Scotty Cotter talking about his new audio work, Māori Tau, which celebrates the Māori New Year and the rising of the constellation Matariki. Just a reminder to you that you can visit my website, andrewwhiteside.com, for more interviews and other great content. And while you're there, you can sign up for my regular newsletters, which are full of goodness. I am Andrew Whiteside. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.